Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to get to your other calls. We've got Aaron Zellman joining us coming up in 30 minutes, the founder and head of Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Larry Pratt, the man who leads Gunners of America, one of the few real Second Amendment organizations in the country, is our guest. Larry Pratt, we've seen a great tragedy, and out of the gates, we know that Virginia Tech had a zero-gun policy and had invoked and brought in federal and state laws, even though Virginia had a concealed carry where you live, and the blood is on their hands. That is my take on it. If this happened anywhere where people were able to have guns, this guy would have been blown away in short order. Instead, this may be one of the biggest mass killings in U.S. history.
Alex, you're right on the money, and one of the sickening ironies of this tragedy is the Virginia Tech president who opposed legislation in the legislature this year that would have opened an exception for concealed carry permit holders to have guns on college campuses.
And let's explain something to that scumbag. Criminals and psychopaths are not going to follow the law. All you do is endanger us, and I'm sick of it.
It's an amazing mindset that assumes that, well, we've said that it's going to be illegal to have a gun on the campus, and so therefore, what's your problem?
It's also illegal to kill 35 people.
That one doesn't seem to connect to these guys, and yet the president, and I hope these words ring in his ears until the day he dies, and preferably it'll be a long time that he spends not being the president of the university. Well, the university is going to be much safer because today that bill died in committee.
He said that. This very piece of trash said that.
Those are his very words. He was convinced that he was making the university safe. He hasn't learned anything from any of our history.
This is amazing. We've got anti-gun activist university that's had two shooting sprees in less than a year on it, with cops and citizens getting blown away. And listen, Larry, and I know we've got to seize this as pro Second Amendment, pro America listeners across America. We got to get out there and put the blame where it deserves before they get mobilized to try to get gun control passed. How do we do that, Larry Pratt?
One of the things to point out, and you're absolutely right, we must be on the offensive. We're preparing a media statement that says that the problem at Virginia Tech was that there weren't enough guns. The thing that we can remind these Jaspers of is that approximately 2 hours down the road, still in Virginia, in Grundy, Virginia, there's the Appalachian School of Law, which about 4 years ago was the scene of something rather similar. A student, apparently they're both students, and we think that the shooter today is a student, go onto the campus. First victim is a professor, and obviously intentions of killing lots more. At the first sounds of the gunshots, two of the law students went to their cars, which of course were off the campus as the law would require, because they had firearms in them. They got their firearms, they went to the scene of the crime and subdued the killer, saving perhaps another mass murder of the proportions that we witness today. But there were none of those students today that were able to do that. Another school shooting that ended rather prematurely from the shooter's point of view was in Pearl, Mississippi, where the assistant principal was able to go, similar scenario, get his gun, stop the shooter.
No, we've got to wait like Columbine, 4 hours and 15 minutes, while the SWAT teams dress up in Darth Vader outfits and do absolutely nothing. Well, let me just tell everybody something. Anybody comes in my business threatening people with a gun, we don't call the police. You're going to die. We'll be right back.
Next year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Pratt, the head of Gunners of America, joins us, and it was hard for him to get a word in edgewise. I'm so angry about all of this. I'm tired of these people that come in here. They've been running our country the last 40 years, the control freaks. And you know, your children could play out on the street. They could go out and play on the sidewalk or at the park without fear. And because we have degenerated with the culture, and there are a few more sickos out there, their answer is come take our guns. And I've been around mainline liberals, folks, and I remember one time I was over at my dad's house when I was in college, and one of his friends, the editor of a major magazine, I mean, an editor of a national magazine, I'm not going to say which one, he's still there. You know, friends, since I was a little kid, was there, and for some reason, I was storing my guns there because I was in college. And I just don't have a whole bunch of them where I was staying in an apartment, but I don't have all my guns in one spot. Point is, I came home, was getting a rifle and a handgun. I was going out to the ranch to go do some shooting with friends. And I'm walking out of my parents' bedroom and then out down the stairs to the living room. And I've got one in a gun case, and the other is in a little 357 Magnum pistol, you know, the little soft case. And he goes, "What is that?" And I said, "It's a gun." He went, "Oh!" And he was like leaning back on the couch going, "My God, my God." But he'll see cops all day with machine guns and he feels safe. And I went, "No, it's no big deal. They're not loaded." "Oh, they always say that." And I went, "No, no, no, no. They're not loaded. The ammo's out in my car, but it's no big deal if they were. I've been talking to safety since I was a child. My dad's like, it's all right. Here, look. And he got it and unzipped it. He goes, see, it's unloaded. Look. And he was going, ah. I mean, literally just, like it was a king cobra had come in and it opened up its fan and was about to strike dripping venom. Larry Pratt, how do we, now of course the government wants to disarm us to enslave us and control us, but there really is a mass of people out there that just don't get it, Larry.
To a mindset that is very much a problem and is contributing to a worsening in our country of the perception of guns. It's the zero tolerance, which it sounds like your editor friend may have been one of the originators of. If you see a gun, wet your pants, suck your thumb, and just basically be immobile until the big brave man with his bulletproof vest gets there to save you. It's the most incredible, I'm helpless, save me from myself kind of way of thinking. And it's a very dangerous way of thinking, as we've just seen so sickeningly today at Virginia Tech. One of the early accounts depicted something that was right out of Columbine. Students were reported to have been cowering in their classrooms under their desks, trying to do whatever they could to remain safe. Well, the best thing they could have done to remain safe would have been to pull out a piece and go get the bum. But
but because they were victim disarmed, they should have gone rampage to kick out the wire mesh, you know, like animals in a sinking ship clawing to get out. They should have been up against the edge of the door. The minute that person comes in, you just savagely attack them.
Right.
I mean, if you can't escape, you might as well fight.
If you're going to take a bullet, you might as well charge the piece of dirt because, well, you might take a bullet. Duh.
But you're not going to kneel down while they splatter your brains everywhere. You're going to probably take one in the gut of the shoulder and live, and then others are going to pile on and help you, and that son of a bitch, excuse my French, isn't going to be able to kill you.
Well, that would be what should happen. It clearly didn't. And the sickening thing, the most sickening thing that I've heard so far, and I'm sure it'll be topped, but was a room full of people that this piece of dirt had gone into, lined them up, and they just stood there waiting to be shot from this early account. Now, I hope that's not true.
Absolute lemming behavior. What has happened to Americans? Once the most feared, upright, individualistic, aggressive people, and they've turned us into literal jellyfish.
Well, I think the battle really lies there. That friend that you so vividly described having his paroxysms of fear on the sofa in your parents'
room. By the way, I wasn't joking.
I'm quite sure that was quite accurate. He probably decided that it was the last time he was going to go to Texas. They're all nuts down there. So, but that's the world view that really plays into the hands of the disarmament crowd.
Well, I mean, back when I lived in an apartment, I'd go deer hunting a couple times a year, and I learned to always even cover the case in a blanket because somebody will see a gun case and go, I mean, literally.
Now I know why hunters so typically go early in the morning before the sun comes up here. I thought it was because that's the best time to surprise Bambi, but actually it's because you have to sneak out to the car so none of the neighbors will see you.
I'm not kidding. I mean, in a free country, even at my house, when I get a rifle out of the gun safe to go to the target range, and a lot of times, you know, they're in there not in cases, I'll grab, you know, my Remington 700, and I go out the back door, I look, I hit the open on the back of my trunk, I lay it in, I'm looking both ways, because, I mean, it's just cowardly jellyfish everywhere. You know, I had a carpet cleaner at my house about 8-9 years ago, and I had a shotgun before I had children on a open rack up on the wall in my broadcast studio out of my house. And, you know, it was a cheap Defender, pump action, you know, just for defense. And the carpet cleaner guy goes, is that legal? And he was, and I said, don't call the police on me. And then later, I had a bad feeling, and I called the carpet cleaning place, and the owner got on and said, no, I know who you are, Alex, don't worry. Yeah, he did come back. He did want to call the police on you. We explained that it was legal. Well, I mean, they watch cop shows that are set in New York where they always go, we found a gun in his house. So these people, they believe TV is the real world.
And we found an arsenal, and they'll show you a picture of two or three guns, and that That hardly cuts it for an arsenal in my book, but then one gun is an arsenal for these people. As we're talking about this, the thought has crossed my mind, I am so blessed to have the luxury of an attached garage so that I can sneak my guns out into the garage, into the car, without having to draw attention to myself. Pity the poor guy like you when you were that student in the apartment that had to leave an apartment and walk down who knows how many flights of stairs and how many hallways so that who knows how many people might see you and absolutely ruin their day.
And again, they think all guns are illegal, and then Handgun Control Incorporated sworn to disarm the American people, in the words of Sarah Brady, so we can have, quote, socialism, that is, enforce it. They have these billboards from Galveston, Texas to Kansas City, Missouri that show a revolver, and it says report illegal guns. But then when you read in real small print, it says, those violating gun laws. There's no law against having the revolver, but that's to brainwash the public for the perception it's illegal.
That is the part of the battle that we're fighting, and that's probably a more serious problem that we're fighting than the laws themselves. If anything, we've seen modest progress at the state level where concealed carry laws have been passed and then expanded, where stand your ground legislation where you don't have to retreat not only in your house but now increasingly out on the street. Those kinds of laws are very positive. Also, you might consider that Utah and Oregon are the only two states that presently have used the little bit of freedom that was allowed by the federal ban on guns at school.
How do we get back to the point where my dad could, because his mother would, when she was a school teacher at Sunham, she was teaching at different schools, and when he was at, they would drive him to one spot where the bus would come pick him up in the country, but they'd go into a pretty big, country school, and they would just walk right in, Larry, with their shotguns and their rounds, their shotgun shells, and they'd put them right in their school locker. And then a lot of times they'd go with the coaches or the principal dove hunting, but they just all walked in during bird season with their guns into the public school. Now you're in the country walking down the side of the road with a shotgun, a cop will pull over and ask what you're doing. What happened to us?
Yours was a kind of an upscale school. I've talked to a number of people that didn't have the lockers. They just put them in the cloakroom alongside of or behind the classroom, so it was quite open. It wasn't anybody's personal locker at all. Anybody could have walked in there and gotten a gun, and somehow not only did the gun not go off by itself, but none of the kids went in there and did anything stupid with it.
Now, the difference was, though, when you were being taught gun safety, if you did anything that wasn't the total gun safety, you get the hell beat out of you.
They'd holler your head off for starters.
Oh, well, yeah.
You knew that you were in big trouble if you did anything stupid with a gun. You feared what the range master or your dad or whoever was going to do to you a lot more than whatever might possibly be done with that gun, because you knew that was something going to happen right away if you were careless. And so people obviously learned. It's a pretty good way to learn. And we've had members tell us about their trips to the shooting range at school in New York City, taking their cased rifles onto the subway in New York City. Now, if you think that the guy in the country is going to have trouble walking with his gun today, imagine trying to go to school. Well, first of all, they don't have those shooting ranges in operation anymore, but imagine what would happen. They'd probably close off every exit of one of those subways if somebody were reported to be doing that.
Now, notice how they take the gun ranges away in the schools and suddenly all the shootings start. Larry, let's get down to brass tacks. I don't know about this case, but there's definitely been some fishy stuff at Columbine and other places where it looks like governments provocateuring are involved.
Well, there was a massive cover-up of the incompetence of the Sheriff's Department in Jefferson County, which is Columbine, out in Colorado in the Denver suburbs. So, in fact, it got to be so bad that the sheriff was not reelected. And we keep finding out things that he was trying to cover up just to make his incompetence look like it wasn't so bad. There were plenty of warnings ahead of time that were neglected. Then when the officers got there, there was confusion. It was kind of risk aversion. Don't have a cop put himself in any risk at all. So they just waited until everybody was dead, and then they went in.
30, 40 years ago, because I've studied the cases, you couldn't stop police from charging in after a gunman.
And that was the impulse, I think, of a lot of the officers there. But they were told, stand down. And that's what was so terrible about it. And I think that was part of the odor that got rid of
them. Yeah, they're trying to breed the manhood out of us. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Got Matt Kazeeves with 9/11 Truth there in Blacksburg, Virginia. He lives on the campus. He's already been down there for us with a live report with the SWAT teams and people telling him to get back. He went further than the media. He's back there now. We're about to go to him on cell phone. Larry Pratt at gunowners.org. Larry, how do we, in a nutshell, get on the offensive and get the truth out that it, again, is victim disarmament in action? And that the school needs to be held accountable instead of turning every university in the country into little prison camps.
Well, the one thing that Gun Owners of America is set up to do is, of course, provide a voice for grassroots activism. We have on our website, gunowners.org, an email alert system, and I can assure you that shortly we're going to be renewing our campaign to end this senseless, dangerous, reckless kind of legislation that's on the books right now that prohibits people from defending themselves. It's okay to defend yourself in most states if you have a concealed carry permit and you're in a 7-Eleven, but God help you if you're on a school grounds. That's nuts to assume that somehow...
Those are the targets. Now, Larry, I've read the different policies, and basically, if a shooter's even in the school, they lock down. That's going to result sometime in 100-plus dead, not just 32, as they're now reporting. How do we reverse that insane stance of we lock the children in like it's fish in a barrel?
The whole concept, as we were talking about earlier, is rooted in if you do nothing, you'll be okay. If you have no defense, that's a good defense.
They're brainwashing us to just lay there and take it to go to the FEMA camps, basically.
Just to lie there and take it no matter what is happening, whether it's a government abuse or whether it's a thug like the one at the Virginia Tech campus. Thank God at Appalachian School of Law that there were a couple of students who were willing and able to do something. By the way, one of the things that we should emphasize is the media doesn't like to report the good things that can happen, such as the Appalachian School of Law, where students with guns actually stopped the killing. They were convinced in the media. We know from one Associated Press editor, oh, well, if we start telling people about those young men introducing guns into an already dangerous situation, why, that would just be reckless to report that. And so they didn't report
it. I don't even want to call them effeminate men because women will stand up and fight a lot of times. These aren't even, I don't know what to call them. These are these chicken-necked, cowardly little twits who never live in the real world, who live in these little pampered high-rises, I guess, in the big cities, and they want us to all be a bunch of cowards like them, and I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen.
Well, and we know what happens in England after they ban guns there and they have a murder rate and a violent crime rate that shoots off the charts. The response is, oh, well, we need to ban knives, and we need to ban replica guns, and you can just see them adding to the list of banned items as if, the criminals didn't cooperate in getting rid of the guns in England. In fact, there's twice the number of illegal guns there now as when
their crime rates exploded. That's the UN's own numbers.
Absolutely correct. That is the source of that. The worst of all 18 industrialized countries in the UN study, England, the highest violent crime rate.
Worse than the United States. Larry Pratt, check in with us tomorrow if you can briefly. Sir, give out the website.
Gunowners.org is the place to go for the action, folks, and hopefully you'll do that because we'll be sending out an alert on this soon enough.
And it's clear that we've got to mobilize. This is going to be the starting gun, pun intended, for a new attack on the Second Amendment.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you've triggered our defense if you'll let me continue that line of discussion.
Well, God bless you, sir.
You
we
too.
Really appreciate you, and we'll
Thank
talk God. To you tomorrow, sir.
Godspeed.
Thank you. There goes Larry Pratt. Okay, let's go to Matt Kazee. We'll have Jack Blood popping in briefly, too, if he can, in the next segment. Then we got Aaron Zellman coming on, jpfo.org. Matt Kazee is a 9/11 truther, runs a powerful 9/11 truth website, lives on the campus. He's marched back down there, this time with a video camera. We've got some of the photos he sent us up on jonesreport.com right now. He's going to be sending us more. Matt, they're reporting for GCN Radio. What exactly are you seeing now?
Well, actually, I haven't gotten all the way down there. I had to charge my camera, but what I do have is a timeline, and that is a very important thing with this. By 9 o'clock this morning, people who were getting to work on campus were immediately told what was going on. The alert email went out at 9:55, I believe, is when they sounded the alarm.
Okay, an alert email at what time?
9:55,
and where are you getting this timeline?
I've got a copy of the emails that were sent out across the campus.
Do me a favor, send that immediately to Aaron at Infowars.com. You are the best.
Right on, no problem at all. All the most important thing that I found out was the bomb threats. Friday the 13th, the bomb threats were at Torgerson, Durham, and Whittemore Halls.
There's always Satanism and Nazism tied into these. Columbine, the little ADL controlled, well, he fits that MO. Well, That was the fellow up in Minnesota. We've got a break. Stay there. We'll come right back to you. Then we've got Aaron Zellman coming on. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625. The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Everyone knows we need calcium and magnesium every day for the support of strong bones. But most of us are only taking one source of calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Wachter Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and four sources of magnesium. Wachter Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course, Wachter's special blend of sea vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit Wachters.com. That's WACHTERS.com or call 1-800-682-7100.
Tracked us down. All right, we're going to finish up with our man on the ground, who I want to give us a report at the very end of the show again, if he can. He's about to march. He's right on campus. He went up there, and you heard the police told him, get back. He went hundreds of yards past the media, right up to the place where the shootings happened. He was, he's going to try to get more video and photos of the bullet holes and the damage. The cops are trying, obviously, to control their crime scene and not have that be seen. But he's not in the crime scene. He's up there trying to get documentation of it. He's going up there with another team. He's a known 9/11 truther. Does a great job, and he's Matt Kazee. Then we've got Larry. Well, we just had Larry Pratt on of Gun Owners of America. Aaron Zellman of Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, who's already been all over this victim disarmament school. is here to let everybody know who is the real accomplices to this, and it's the school, it's the system, it's the victim disarmament crowd who must be defeated, ladies and gentlemen. And we have the majority of Americans, we have the Constitution, we have the Bill of Rights, we've been winning the fight, at least for the hearts and minds, but the government's been kind of going underground with its attack on the Second Amendment and doing it covertly now, but more than ever. So to give us an update is Aaron Zellman. And of course, Jack Blood's got some new developments. Talk show host comes on right after me. He's going to be popping in here in just a second. But going back to Matt on the ground right now, in Blacksburg, Virginia, as this unfolds. Matt, you got the timeline. You have the internal school emails because you're part of the school there. You got these. You're sending them right now to Aaron at InfoWars.com. We'll get those into the article that Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and Aaron Dykes that works here are all working together as a team on. Right now they'll be out on PrisonPlanet.com, the definitive analysis of this, within the next hour. But please continue. You said you have the timeline. Can you read us that email, and then can you go through what you now know about some other things you're trying to say?
Well, Alex, in the break, I got my camera, what was charged up on it. I'm heading down there. I'm almost there right now.
Were you able to send us the email first?
I was not able to send the email, but I'm going to send that as soon as I walk through the door.
Excellent job. Okay.
I'm right down here at the scene right now. What I did find out was that the bomb threats that had the second of the two last week that happened on Friday the 13th, it happened at the buildings that were surrounding the building where the shooting was, which I thought that was before early during the week, too. I'm actually walking to also, it has cleaned out a lot since the last time I was down here.
Just in roughly 40 minutes, you were down there and SWAT teams were coming out and they were still milling around. There were officers everywhere. What do you see there now at the main shooting area?
Not half as many people standing outside. The vehicles are still here. I'm walking through with my video camera right now.
Now, have they hauled out the 32 dead bodies, or are they, or do they?
Yes, they did.
So they disturbed that crime scene. All right. Well, I mean, they had to obviously try to resuscitate some of them, but that's still some of the dead people that were obviously dead shouldn't have been moved.
Well, I'm not sure about all of the dead people, but I saw them removing a lot of people. There were some people getting pointed at because I got a camera here. He's telling me to get to the other side. I'm making famous right here. Anyway. It looks like they did pull out some dead. I saw some people with sheets over top of their heads when they were coming out. They took them to the local rescue squad, and then various ambulances took them to the hospital. And then they did bring in a couple of buses. Some of them, they did fill up a bus to some degree with wounded people. There are 17.
Well, I tell you what, Matt, you're multitasking. Keep the phone on, but just put it in your pocket, and then start trying to get some footage because you're multitasking. And we're going to go back to you in about 10 minutes. Can you stay on the line, Matt?
No problem. No problem.
We're going to come right back to you. Now, I got to go to Aaron Zellman here quickly, but Jack Blood has been watching and tracking this. Within 20 minutes of this news breaking, he told me, and I hope we get tape of this, Fox News is already calling for gun control, the bastion of conservatism, now backing Hillary. We broke it here first 3 years ago, now been public the last year. They're really behind the Hillary campaign, pure evil neocons. Jack Blood, what's going on there?
Well, right now we've just got breaking news, Alex, that this is the work of an Asian man in his 20s, heavily armed, wearing a vest, looking for his girlfriend, according to Fox News. By the way, Fox News, the bastion of phony conservative news, 20 minutes after this story hit the wire, was already having their pundits on calling for gun control.
Absolutely amazing.
And, you know, I think that one of the biggest things here is the two-hour time lapse at 8 a.m., students, and one in particular, Amy Canody, who's a freshman from Martinsville, talking about, you know, knocking on the door at 8 a.m. There's a two-hour lapse between then and when students were actually alerted that this was happening.
Now, let's be clear. They know this guy's going around killing people at 7 in the morning, and then it's 9:57. 9:55, excuse me, when the email goes out, almost 2 hours later. This is unbelievable.
She goes on, Alex, to say they had us under lockdown. They temporarily lifted the lockdown, and the gunman shot again. There also have been some rumors we're trying to substantiate that the shooter could have... have some Muslim ties, or could himself be
Muslim? Well, we saw the last guy who was Muslim from the middle, from Central Asia, shooting a bunch of people in a mall, and that was shut down really quick.
Alex, I have a ton of coverage on this. We're going to continue the coverage live on GCN, continuing following the story. I invite your listeners to join us, to call into the program, and to give us any analysis or any news that they have by monitoring the cable news outlets.
We'll do that, Jack, and I'll call in as you're doing that if anything else develops that you don't catch. Thank you for the help.
Thanks, Alex. Great job.
You bet. And again, we got a big story coming out on this. Aaron Zellman. I meant to get into a bunch of big 9/11 developments today, and we'll do that before the show ends, but I appreciate you coming on such short notice and holding during our eyewitness account, and then Jack has been covering things. It's jpfo.org. God bless you, sir. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
I notice, as usual, you're on top of things years before. You have attacked the head of this university for victim disarmament. You have said it's a disaster waiting to happen. You have written about it. You have covered it. You emailed us with a lot of documents and news articles back from 2005 when you were exposing this. So I guess here you tried to save some people. And would you say that the people that disarmed the victims there are at least accessories to manslaughter?
The blood is definitely on their hands, and they really don't seem to care very much. They're going to find a way to whitewash it, and that would not surprise me at all if that happens. In the state of Virginia, you are authorized, you are allowed to get a concealed carry permit. So I'm assuming that the Virginia University said, well, students can't have guns on campus. So what they did
is
they made it easy.
Yes, I have a news article right here out of the Roanoke newspaper. Virginia Tech's ban on guns may draw legal fire.
Some people
question whether the university has the authority to ban the carrying of firearms.
Well, there you go. So the blood is on the hands of everybody in the administration of that university, and I hope they get sued into oblivion. I hope their lives are destroyed for allowing someone to come in there and murder American students. I have no sympathy for anybody who works at a university administration level who thinks that they're an elitist or who believes they are, who doesn't think that the little peons, the students, have a right to defend their life. These people should be put against a wall and executed.
Well, that's what they certainly did by fiat to these students.
Absolutely. And I think that this is I think that there's some other strange things about this. As you know, the Parker decision in Washington, D.C., had to do with people being able to have a gun in their home to defend their life.
Notice how
now,
this is...
Now, you notice how this... I think we're on the same wavelength. But you see, there's also been calls in Congress for more gun control schemes. H.R. 1022, oddly enough, is the name of the bill, number of the bill. So all of a sudden, you have people pushing gun control. You have people reacting to something favorable about gun ownership. And then you have this tragedy. It really smells to me.
Remember Columbine? They were having the NRA convention a month later. They just had the big gun control convention in New Orleans. We were winning the fight. And then that thing, I mean, that was clearly had some type of black op involved. When you look at Columbine, they brought 120-plus bombs, some of them weighing over 100 pounds, into the building. The police were all at lunch. Half the school wasn't there that day. The son of an FBI agent founds the group. Harris and Kleibold make a school movie about how they're going to kill everybody. They run the school's internet. The SWAT team waits 4 hours and 15 minutes to go in.
Well, I think that's only part. You know, if you think about it, there was a situation similar to this in Canada not too long ago, and a couple of years ago in Australia, which started a big push for gun control in Australia.
Yeah, Tasmania.
And so this thing just smells to me, and I'm urging every gun owner they just dig their heels in and say, hell no.
Hey, listen, we've got to get on the
offensive. You're not going to run over us on this.
I agree. We've got to get on the offensive. Everyone, call every talk show today, and let's get the United Front out. Headline. Everybody write your own emails, your own blogs, your own MySpaces. The people that had this be a zero-gun school, even after they'd had another big public shooting a few months ago there, and they just put in loudspeakers and all this weird stuff, and they had drills at the very building that got attacked earlier this week. I mean, Aaron, this thing stinks to high heaven like a Beslan deal. You know, we know now Putin pulled that off.
I think that every one of your listeners has to make a commitment to themselves. Any politician who supports gun control schemes must have their career aborted. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Aaron Zellman, continue with your analysis on what's happened here.
Well, I think, again, as we've been talking about, from what little I know, based on some of the information on the Internet, that you have a situation where apparently an Asian student, that they claim he's Asian, went in there looking for his girlfriend, had some kind of personal issue going on. According to the article I read, he lined students up and systematically murdered them one at a time. So we have a situation here where, again, students were left defenseless because of the dictates of the people who run the school. And if justice is ever going to be done, the president of this university has to go to prison.
Would you put your
nothing
son
less than that?
Would you put your son or daughter, and not, this isn't just a question for Aaron, but I want him to answer it, in a place where you know it's a target of nutballs or government ops or anything else, where you knew they couldn't defend themselves?
No, I would not. There is a problem here, though. There's a lot of university campuses that don't allow students to carry weapons.
No, I know.
And so, you know, we're in a rock and a hard place. You know, if you want your kid to go to college, what do? You can't homeschool them at that point. So this is a situation where everybody listening has got to decide that if they have kids in school, can't defend themselves, it's time to do something about the administration of that school.
Absolutely.
There's no reason for these people to retire on a fat pension. They have to go.
Bottom line here, you smell a giant stinking rat. You think this is suspicious? It's always perfect. Even Rush Limbaugh said years ago, I heard him, you know, it's always perfect timing. Right when they get ready for a new gun push, it'll be a string. There'll probably be a bunch of copycats now.
Oh, I have no doubt about it. You know, I think this thing really stinks. I think the Parker decision really got them going, because if you listen to what the gun haters have been saying, they're in shock that somehow the government's going to recognize that gun ownership is an individual right, not a collective.
Well, Aaron, we've real conservatives, I don't mean the fake George Bush conservative listeners, but real conservative issues of Second Amendment, border control, anti-abortion, pro-life, we're in polls gaining feet every day. And now, it doesn't mean the government's moving, but they see us moving. And, yeah, they're panicking, Aaron.
Absolutely. I think you're going to see more situations like this. And so I'm telling people, dig your heels in. Get prepared. Things are going to get dicey.
Yeah, we'll probably.
Alex, a couple of years ago I told you, you laughed at me, but I said, don't be surprised if there are not elections, presidential elections. Let's just see what happens. Just put it on the back burner and let it simmer.
No, I wasn't lying. That might have been another host.
All right, okay.
Aaron, you might have. I mean, I know you were. Are you kidding? I read articles about how Ron Paul said on the show last week. Ron Paul said they're gearing up for martial law right now.
Of course. So I wouldn't plan on elections. I think all this is just bread and circuses.
Well, you think it's just going to crescendo and build?
Well, if they can make it happen. That's why I think your listeners have got to get ready. They've got to have their wits about them.
Well, everybody feels it. I mean, all the old-timers talked about the New World Order building up, but now we see all the things they talked about happening, brother.
Well, I think it's more than just the New World Order. I think it's really a matter of people have just become too comfortable with the government. I was reading an article this morning. 52% of the people in the United States have money coming from the government, federal government, one way or another. 52% of the American people.
Yeah, I don't have a red cent coming from them.
So, well, they're also including people on Social Security, you know, things of that nature, but 50 or dependents. So 52% of the American people have got a warm, fuzzy feeling about the government.
And another 10% are in the criminal justice system, so they've got us one way or another. Aaron Zellman, give us the website.
JPFO.org, and you can learn more about our efforts to destroy the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And that's going to be important with this new push for gun control.
Well, listen, I want to get you up for a full hour in the next few days, so let my producer call you so we can really walk through this, so we can take some calls as well. Aaron Zellman, thank you for spending time with us.
My pleasure, Alex. Be well.
You bet. Take care. Well, there's Aaron Zellman thinking it's probably an inside job. And Larry Pratt said there's some things that are suspicious as well. And drills and all these things. I mean, this thing... I think you're going to find out this guy was under psychiatric care. You're going to find out, and God, if he is a Muslim, folks, that's the kickoff. And there's a slight chance it could just be a nut or a real Muslim terrorist, or, you know, you never, there are real things that happen that aren't the government. They're few and far between. And I've said real terrorist attacks do look like this, where somebody goes in and stabs 15 people or shoots 45 people. And I've told you that, that of the four types of terrorism, there's really three. There's one subset. There's one form that's real organic. And then this could be that, but it sounds like a guy throwing a fit with his girlfriend. But in all the other cases, they're on drugs, they're in psychiatric care, their parents are feds, they've been at weird bases, or they were military troops in weird mind control programs. Remember the guy, Larry Ashbrook? I'm going from memory on that. In 1998, or is it 99, in Fort Worth, and it was 98, went in and he shot a bunch of people. And he'd been calling the police department. He'd been in the Navy. He'd been in secret operations. He got out, and he would, like, write the editor and go, look, I'm under mind control. I'm not schizophrenic. And the neighbors saw guys dragging him and putting him in a van. I mean, it wasn't just that. There's a lot of schizophrenics out there. He really was under their control. He went to Baptist church and lined them up, and they just groveled. And he said, do you believe in Jesus? Yes. Boom. Same thing with the Columbine deal. The mind control involves Satanism.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Well, the Rosie O'Donnell breaking inside report we put out about what she's planning to do, having first responders on with the dust and talk about 9/11 later, would have been a huge report today, and it's still going to be big. Make sure that we don't stop talking about Alberto Gonzalez and the firing gate and all the crimes he's involved in. Make sure we don't stop talking about how they want to go into Iran. Make sure we continue to push 9/11 truth, no matter how many mass shootings the feds orchestrate, no matter how many copycats that causes. We're going to expose this mass shooting thing as well. We're going to have the definitive report, you know, that is the definitive preliminary of such a thing, on mass shootings and the past staged events, with all the questions surrounding this out very soon on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net. So watch that space, watch that channel, and help us get that out. You, the listeners, are the reason we're having an effect. You, the listeners, are the reason we're able to reach people. But Rosie prepares to strike back for 9/11 truth, insider scoop, ground zero heroes impacted by toxic dust, cover up to appear on The View tomorrow, they're scheduled. We'll see if that happens. A headline on the Drudge Report today reads, Rosie no more, impeach Bush talk on The View, because she said on there that she'll just be screaming inside for now on her site, but that's not really what we've got. We've got the inside. We've talked to her. We've got the email. We've got her inside people as well. And it goes on to say, we know that these other things include government's criminal cover-up of the Ground Zero toxic dust scandal, killing 9/11 heroes. Rosie is reportedly sick and tired of the very parties who covered up the toxic dust scandal, then claiming the mantle of 9/11 victims in order to smear anyone who asked questions about the events of that day. O'Donnell is aware of the fact that the majority of the victims' family members now believe there is an ongoing cover-up surrounding 9/11. As a result, several Ground Zero first responders are to be interviewed on The View, with the first being broadcast on Tuesday morning. This is the beginning of a carefully planned course of attack to counter the threats and censorship being employed by neocon talking heads to stifle 9/11 truth. There's also somebody inside the system stifling her. And it goes on. This information comes from multiple sources within O'Donnell's inner circle, as well as a prominent member of the 9/11 truth movement. O'Donnell should be applauded once again for having the courage to stand up for the truth in the face of the orchestrated establishment witch hunt, as well as the neocon producer at ABC who is acting as a gatekeeper and trying to prevent the information from being broadcast. This is all inside stuff you're getting, ladies and gentlemen. This is an overwhelming slap in the face of the establishment media bullies who thought that their attempts to incriminate and intimidation and chilling free speech could shut Rosie up and prevent 9/11 from cover up from enjoying maximum exposure. And it goes on to how she really woke up, when she woke up, what film made her wake up, how delays attacking her, and then we get into the latest 9/11 hoax out of Pravda claiming that Imus was fired because of going public about 9/11 truth. The details of that, the inside scoop on what really happened there, is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Now, I've done 2 hours and 57 minutes, 12 seconds, and I haven't plugged videos yet. That's how we fund the operation here, plus they're incredibly good films. We carry America, Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change, Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, My Film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Get the high-quality DVDs and support the researchers and filmmakers that have made these films. Support us, InfoWars.com, safe, secure online shopping cart for videos and books and T-shirts and much more. And by the way, the TV star of that FX show, Daniel Sanjata, went on the big red carpet at a big premiere wearing one of our 9/11 Inside Job T-shirts. That's up on InfoWars.net. That was great. So get some of those while you're at it and get the word out, because they're going to use terrorism, they're going to use mass shootings that they create, they provocateur, that they misrepresent with victims they've disarmed. Either way, the government did this. The government disarmed the people so they couldn't defend themselves, and it looks like the government's involved in this, if they've ever been involved. And it's just amazing. So InfoWars.com, get the films, get them out, make copies, never stop. Don't forget the free podcast of the 3-hour show you can subscribe to at InfoWars.com. Be sure and spread the word on that as well, and get our story on Rosie striking back and the big story we've got on this shooting, and get it out to everybody. The alternative media must grow, and it is. We must surge and defeat the New World Order. To my crew, to everybody here at the office, great job. Now, we'll see you back tomorrow live and back continually here on the network. God bless.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.